Hi, boys and girls. Well, the world right now is a little scary. The number one movie is about a scary monster that beheads the Statue of Liberty. And it's also time for the annual Talking Head Monster speech that devours your favorite TV shows. And then there's that two-headed monster that's been stalking South Carolina. But the scariest news of the week was the economy, especially when the government said,
"Don't worry, we'll fix it."
And so Uncle Jay's news word for this week is stimulus. A stimulus is anything that makes something happen. And this week, President Bush and the Democrats actually sat next to each other in the same room and said they were going to do something, solve this out-of-control debt and spending by spending. With a stimulus. When Democrats give away money, people call it a handout. When Republicans do it, it's called a subsidy. But when they do it together, it's called a stimulus. And here's how this one's going to work. If you're in a family with 2.6 children, the 0.6 child must lose enough weight to become a 0.4. And then the family qualifies for about $900, which they must then spend all at once at a Walmart or a Starbucks. This spending surge will cause every Walmart and Starbucks to expand and explode, sending consumer goods all across America. Now, most people already have DVD players and iPods, stuff like that, so they'll take these new items that they find and put them on eBay, creating even more buying and selling. And then later, when the buyers discover that most of the items are broken because they fell from the sky, they sue eBay and Walmart and Starbucks. Billions of legal fees are pumped into the economy, and new plot lines are now available for Boston Legal and Law and Order without having to pay striking writers. The economy is saved.